proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. And today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget, and this material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. In the New Testament era, discipleship was expressed by the teacher-student relationship. The learning process was not a matter of the disciple gaining knowledge, but it was more like an apprenticeship, where the disciple learned how to do as the teacher did. It is a great honor to be covered in the dust, so to speak, of your rabbi, indicating the disciple is following his example. There are many examples of this type of relationship both in the Old and New Testaments. For example, Moses and Joshua, Elijah and Elisha, Paul and Timothy, and of course Jesus and his disciples. The Hebrew letters that form the root Lamed is Lamed, Mem, and Dalet. This is very important, and several key words come from it. The word for study is Lomed. However, the same root forms the verb Limed, which means taught in the past tense. The present tense teach is Melamad. Both learning and teaching have always been important Hebraic concepts, and literacy and education are also hallmarks of the Jewish people. These meanings are inherent to the original meaning of the first letter of the root, Lamed. The original Hebrew letters looked very different from the block script of today. Modern Hebrew letters take their look from the Aramaic alphabet. The original Hebrew letters, however, often called Paleo-Hebrew, are all pictographs, meaning they represented a picture of a concrete object. Dr. Jeff Benner, in his book, The Ancient Hebrew Language and Alphabet, explains each Hebrew letter. The original pictograph for Lamed looked like a shepherd's staff and had a curved end so that the shepherd could use it to capture or direct individual sheep who may be straying. Dr. Benner says, "The meaning of this letter is toward as moving something in a different direction. This letter also means authority, as it is a sign of the shepherd, the leader of the flock. It also means yoke, a staff on the shoulders, as well as a tie or bind from the yoke that is bound to the animal." You can see all these ideas are foundation to the concept of teaching. The teacher must move the student towards the desired ideas. The teacher is the authority on the subject being taught. And to successfully learn, the student must take the yoke of obeying the teacher, doing the required exercise. And to successfully learn, the student must take on the yoke of obeying the teacher, doing the required exercises and more. The student must be committed to learning, or learning will not take place. Another important word form from the word Lamed, Mem, and Dalet is the noun Talmid, which means student or disciple. It first appears in the Hebrew Bible in 1 Chronicles 25, verse 8, and is translated in this verse as scholar, from the Latin scola, which means school or student. In the King James Version in the New Testament, the word disciple occurs 270 times, and Jesus' followers are always referred to as disciples. This imagery gives us insight upon what Jesus had in mind when he said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." These verses are Jesus' personal invitation to discipleship. We are not to be disciples of other believers, no matter how learned they are or what position they hold. Jesus wants all believers to be disciples of himself. We are to learn, lomed, from his example, and then we are to teach, melamad, others through our example. This is a good lesson for us as we think about discipleship and following Jesus, our Messiah. This has been a Hebrew Nugget provided by our dear friend Jackie Powell. And again, go to her website, lightforisrael.org, for more information. Till next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.